everyone. My name is Faith, and I'd like to welcome you again to the Anointed Podcast. Today, I'll be talking about new things. I know that we all want to experience new things in 2024. And if you are one of us, join me as I speak into this in the next few minutes. It's a time of the year when a lot of people have New Year resolutions, new dreams, visions all lined up to the end of new experiences and new levels. However, there are prerequisites for experiencing new things, and one of them is forgetting the old. Now read with me Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 20. It says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen." Now, think about it. How can one truly enjoy new experiences if you keep reminiscing about the bitter ones or all you got in the past? In that case, what you'd have would be like bittersweet experiences. And bittersweet experiences can be sort of sour, if we are being sincere. Sour experiences is not what we're expecting at all in 2024. So, this prerequisite is forgetting the things of old. God has offered us new things, better things, and sometimes we keep limiting ourselves by thinking about the old experiences. In a funny but twisted way, sometimes it's hard to let go of past hurts just because we want some sort of ego massaging or pity partying about how we've been treated in the past. We might even unconsciously allow ourselves to relive those memories so much that it prevents us from seeing the sweet ones currently happening for us. I can understand why God gave this command, because no one wants to give gifts to who would not relish it and cherish it, but rather choose their past pains. It might not appear as such to you, but you're choosing past pain over joy when you keep going back to the things of the past, going back to your old experiences. Now, I think the only reason why anyone should do that should be for the sake of praying over and getting over, forgiving, forgetting, and just pushing them aside or taking the lessons needed from those past experiences. And after that is done, you have no reason, trust me, to go back to them. We saw from the scriptures ourselves, from what I just read out, you have to forget the things of old to really enter into the new experiences and the new miracles and the new joys that God has prepared for you. No one wants to give good things to a person who won't appreciate it again. So God wants to see that we are truly glad and we truly enjoy all the good things He brings our way. The only way to do this is to forget the old. It might feel a bit hard to forget those things, but it's not impossible. It's something that can happen for you. It's something that can happen for everyone. And one way to achieve this is simply to ask God to help you. Ask Him to help you let go and forget those bitter experiences. Then take conscious steps yourself to replace the negative thoughts of the past with good ones of the present, or with better promises that God has given you for the future. Another way in which you can consciously forget the things of the past and the things of old is to actually cast all your cares on Jesus. Jesus says this in the book of Peter. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. So talk to God, talk to him about those things in prayer. Let him know you are casting your cares on him, and then adjust your mind to understand that you have given it all to Jesus and you're never picking them up again. I hope you have been blessed by this short message. And if you have, would you say this prayer with me? Dear Father, I thank you for your consciousness over me, and I thank you for being the best father ever. Thank you for thinking good thoughts towards me. Thank you for the new plans that you have for me, the new experiences that you have lined up for me in this new year. Father, I ask that you help me to forget the things of old as you have commanded. I cast all my cares upon you, Jesus, knowing fully well that you care for me, and I won't go back to pick them up again as you help me, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.